Hello, Thursday's gutter coming at you. And we're recording this morning from, well, I'm in the bowels of Anfield Rap HQ in Zurich. With a hangover, sitting next to Harriet Pryor.
Without a hangover.
Who doesn't have a hangover, very much can't stress that enough. And on Zoom are joining me, Neil Docking and Adam Smith. I'm doing Neil Docking voice because I've seen his mug, which says Docking, Docking, Docking on it, which has really made my day. I don't know why, but it has. Okay, shall I get to some points? The theme of this show is going to be about the impact Darwin Núñez might have on Liverpool's setup this coming season and how that actually feeds into recruitment questions. I want to start by quoting Jürgen, as I so often seem to do, and his thoughts on when asked about our formation going into the new season. And here's what he said, guys. He said, we had 2, 3 or 4 years where it was always clear before the pre-season that we start up front with Sadio, Bobby and Mo. Now the door is pretty much open for everybody. That's really cool.
I love that he says
good
that.
Accent.
That's really cool. And that is, sorry, Jürgen, if you're listening. And that is what we have to use. That will make us completely difficult to analyse before the game. Now, he's not actually specifically spoken about the formation there. We will go on to discuss what he specifically said. But unpredictability, Neil Docking, is a theme I think he's warming to lately in his interviews. He's whether it's a little bit sort of, well, we fucking are going to be unpredictable because we don't know what we're going to do now because we don't know Sadio and Bobby's not one of the regular front three, or whether this has always been the plan to become this unpredictable is not yet clear. What are you making of all these noises?
I definitely think it's part of a plan. I read some other quotes from him yesterday, an interview with ESPN, Mark Ogden, I don't know if you saw it, where basically I think he was being asked about, you know, the need to freshen up, and he was saying it's necessary, Jürgen. He basically went on to say that some other players might still leave, which I thought was an interesting point. It was clear to say some other players might leave as well, he said.
Well,
discussing those who've already gone. Indeed, he is a player. But he was talking about the ones who've come in and the fresh new dynamic they've given us, you know, Carvalho and Núñez and Diaz and Ramsey as well, he mentioned. And he was saying, I'm now in my 7th season and it's important that we don't just do the same thing again and again and again. We've got to start pushing ourselves to the next level. And for that, you always need a new input. And that's what we've got.